Today our scripture is Psalms 25:17. The troubles of my heart have multiplied me. Free me from my anguish. Today we finish up endurance and jump into the longest part of this devotional series, revival.
Lord, I know that you're the only one who can ever free me from my anguish. You know the troubles of my heart, and you know when I have reached the limit to my endurance. I trust you, Lord. With everything, Father, I trust you. Amen.
Now, I know that you probably have a love in your life, or a mother or father, or someone that's special to you. But today, think about who knows your heart better than God. He created you, my friend, whether you want to believe him or not. He tells us, I knew you before you were born. God knows your heart better than anyone.
Today's action. Pray today for fortitude. Today's treasures found in Malachi 3:2. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap.
We're told that we're very much like the potter's clay. And if you've ever watched a potter, when a potter works with the clay, he initially has to take the lump of clay and slam it down with all of his might onto the potter's wheel. The potter doesn't do that because he's vicious and wants to get his frustrations out. The potter realizes by slamming that clay down on that wheel that hard, it does two things. It makes the clay in submission to stay on that potter's wheel. And it makes the clay much more moldable. And I don't know if you've ever been around a potter who starts spinning his wheel real fast and then fails to slam down the clay and clay goes everywhere. But see, that's what endurance is about, my friends. Sometimes God has to slam us down to get our attention before he can mold us. Spend some time in your prayer closet. Spend some time with the Lord, because our next chapter is revival. And I guarantee, if you spend time with the Lord, by the time we're done with this devotional series, you will have a personal revival in your life.